For several days after leaving Nantucket, nothing above hatches was seen of Captain Ahab. However, as I mounted the deck at the call of the forenoon watch, foreboding shivers ran over me. Reality outran apprehension. Captain Ahab stood upon his quarterdeck. He looked like a man cut away from the stake when the fire has overrunningly wasted all the limbs without consuming them, threading its way out from among his grey hairs and continuing right down one side of his tawny, scorched face and neck till it disappeared in his clothing. You saw a slender, rod-like mark, lividly whitish. So powerfully did the whole grim aspect of Ahab affect me, and the livid brand which streaked it, that for the first few moments, I hardly noted that not a little of this overbearing grimness was owing to the barbaric white leg upon which he partly stood. It had previously come to me that this ivory leg had at sea been fashioned from the polished bone of the sperm whale's jaw.